As the economy continues recovering from the recession of 2008, many people reaching retirement age continue pushing back their plans because of money. One recent survey shows that 62% of folks between 45 and 60 say they plan to simply delay retirement.
Well, joining us to talk about it all, Andrea Coombs of MarketWatch. Good to have you back.
Thanks for having me on.
So what should people between the ages of 45 and 60 be doing right now to make sure they can retire when they want to?
That's a great question. I mean, I'm always saying save more. You know, that's the mantra of the personal finance reporter. So save more is always key. But I would also suggest, think about going to see a fee-only financial planner. I'm a big, believer in do-it-yourself. You can do a lot of this stuff yourself, but when it comes to getting ready to retire, I think a fee-only financial planner, a consultation with someone like that, you know, how do I prepare my finances for retirement, that can be a really good idea.
One reason some folks are reluctant to retire is health insurance, Andrea.
That's right. Another survey found about half of people said, or more than half, said they would retire, but they're not going to because they're worried about getting health insurance. Now, that is going to change, you know, when the health care exchanges come into play next year. So you might see people sort of freed up if they can, you know, if they find the prices right on the exchange to buy insurance, that might be a way for them to retire before they're eligible for Medicare. But that is a big concern for people with fewer companies offering, you know, retiree medical insurance these days.
You know, in the first part of the 2000s, for the most part, people felt fairly comfortable with their retirement savings. And then we have the big recession, we have the stock market downturn. How much of the problems that we see right now will just get fixed because the economy looks like it's turning around?
That's a great question. In fact, the report that looked at people delaying retirement, they did say that they think as the economy improves, as home values rise again, hopefully, that will sort of change the mindset and more people will probably go back to their you know, normal retirement age. But there is also sort of a longer-term trend of people delaying or waiting till they're older to retire. And that's, you know, there's a number of trends playing into that. One is that Social Security, you know, nowadays it's you don't get it. The full retirement age for Social Security is a little older. There is no more traditional pensions, and people are living longer. So it's actually in some ways good news if people are delaying retirement because, you know, funding 30 years of retirement, that's a lot of money you need. If you can delay and hopefully you have a job that's not, you know, backbreaking labor, but if, you know, ideally you have a good job and you can stick it out for a little bit longer, that is actually a really good plan, something to consider.
All right. Thanks, Andrea. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Andrea Coombs from MarketWatch.